Hey everyone, this is Kurt Frankum with Leading Saints, and this is just a quick sort of an announcement to shout out to the podcast audience. You need to look at your calendar, and seriously, look at your calendar on November 27th, because we're having an event called Ministering Saints, a global leadership conference. It's going to be based out of Salt Lake City, Utah, in the Joseph Smith Memorial Building in downtown Salt Lake. And so if you are in Salt Lake or can be in Salt Lake, we strongly encourage you to be there. We have just room for about 200, maybe 250 guests, depending on how we can arrange the room. But this is going to be an impactful event. Now, if you are not in Salt Lake City, that's okay. Or if you can't be, we are going to live stream the event online so that any leader across the world who has internet access will be able to access it. Now, the event is completely free and it is going to be very impactful. The most excited I am about this event is related to Deanna Murphy, who will be our main keynote speaker in the evening. Now, if you have listened to the Leading Saints podcast, formerly known as the Leading LDS podcast, for some time, you will be familiar with Deanna Murphy. And if you've not heard her episodes, you've got to go back and listen, and we'll link to those in the show notes. But Deanna is such a remarkable individual and has written a book called Shift Up, and is also the director and CEO of Strength Strategies and a few other companies where she goes around training leaders across the world, typically in the secular context, but a former Stake Relief Society president, just a dynamic leader. You cannot miss what she's going to walk us through. It's not going to be the type of thing where you just sit and listen and maybe take some notes. If you're there at the event, we're going to be interacting with your presidency. So definitely bring your presidency, your entire ward council. Or if you're at home watching, you'll want to watch it with either somebody else that you can interact with, whether it's your presidency or even a spouse. We also are going to have Steve Schallenberger, who is another dynamic guest that we've had on the Leading Saints podcast. He is the author of Becoming Your Best, which is a fantastic book that I continue to go back to and learn from. And we've interviewed him on a variety of perspectives, but he's going to talk about all things vision and establishing a vision in a quorum or relief society or a group worth following. And vision is where it all starts. And so that's going to be a dynamic speech as well, or training. I don't know what we're calling these things. Steve Willis from Vital Smarts. If you're not familiar with Vital Smarts, they are the organization behind books such as Crucial Conversations and Influencer, and he's going to talk about influence, how to create influence and inspiration and motivation in your organization so that when you need them to minister, or if you need them to, you know, have an impact on the local community, that you have the tools and perspectives and principles to do that. Steve Willis is a very well known speaker who travels the world training top-notch executives about these things, and we get to have him talk about it in the context of church leadership. He is a former bishop and member of state presidency, and so he knows both worlds well, and excited to listen to that. Now, we have a few other speakers that haven't been announced yet. I'm really excited about. They're going to be awesome, and you will not want to miss them. I need to get them nailed down so that they can help us fill these seats, because it is going to be worth it. And of course, you'll have opportunity here for myself. And then to end the night off, we want to sort of create a little bit of a relaxing but fun moment with Sean Rapier, who is the host of Latter-day Lives podcast and is a well-known comedian who's going to give us an extremely clean, no worries, extremely clean stand-up routine related to some things about our culture and the church. And I think you will definitely enjoy it. Now, I want to put this out there because I just don't feel like people, and it's my fault. I need to communicate to you how remarkable this event is going to be. And I know that a lot of people think, well, I'll just come see a speaker in the evening session and it'll be great. You know, I'll just come after work. But no, this is the type of thing. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on November 27th, which is a Tuesday. And this is the type of thing that you need to be at the entire event. And so take a half day of work off and be there if you're in Salt Lake City, or figure out how to clear your schedule that day, because it is going to be remarkable. And so this isn't the type of thing that you can just go back and listen to and as you want, or, you know, we're not pushing it out through the podcast feed. You've got to be able to experience it live. Please Make this a priority on your schedule and be there. This is also in conjunction with Giving Tuesday, which is November 27th. So this will be an opportunity for us to reflect back on the year that we've had with started out leading LDS, and now we are ending the year as leading saints. Progress we've made, testimonials, the way that we are changing leadership across the world in the church. We're going to have a variety of testimonials, leaders saying, this is how leading saints has changed me. This is the good that we're doing, and it'll motivate us all to continue forward and look towards 2019 with more gusto and focus and vision to impact leaders across the world in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So to register for free for this event, go to leadingsaints.org. Right at the top of the page, there's a button there that you can click on. It'll take you to the event page to see all the details, to register for free. And again, make sure you're there. Make sure you make this a priority, because it is going to be life-changing. So again, the best thing you can do is register. The second best thing you can do is notify your entire ward council, state council. If you're not on the ward council, let somebody on the ward council know that this event is happening, because this will be a pillar event that will inspire leaders for months and months and years to come. Again, I'm so grateful for the support I get from the podcast audience, that you tune in, that you listen. We're always challenging ourselves to bring more and more value to these episodes. And this obviously will be another reason to tune in and listen. So thanks, guys. Keep going. And remember, be a leader, not a calling.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When the declaration was made concerning the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.